One of Elon Musk's political groups is offering Wisconsin voters $100 if they'll pledge to oppose activist judges. Experts say the tactic might be illegal. It's Monday, March 24th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, some of the federal employees fired by Musk's Department of Government Efficiency are being reinstated. And the outcry at Republican elected officials' town hall meetings reminds some people of grassroots politics from 15 years ago. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A political group backed by Elon Musk is offering Wisconsin voters money to sign a petition. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it comes as the group is already spending millions to influence the upcoming state Supreme Court election.
The petition does not name any candidate, but registered voters who pledge to oppose activist judges will receive $100. It's hosted by America PAC, the Musk group that has spent millions backing conservative candidate Brad Schimmel. Nick Ramos is executive director of the campaign finance watchdog group Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says the move seems awfully close to a pay-to-play.
It taints just how our democracy is supposed to look.
State law says you are not allowed to pay someone to vote. The Schimmel campaign didn't respond to a request for comment. Early voting in the race between him and Liberal candidate Susan Crawford has already begun. Election day is April 1st. On Even Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some fired federal workers in Wisconsin are already receiving back pay after being reinstated, but other employees are still awaiting payment or have been placed on paid leave. Last week, two judges deemed the firings of federal probationary workers illegal. In one ruling, 18 agencies were ordered to temporarily reinstate employees. A local union representative with the Forest Service asked to remain anonymous because he's worried about his job. But he says a dozen employees on the Shawamiga-Nicolet National Forest could return to work as soon as today.
A lot of these employees are grateful to be paid, want to be working, but also worried about the coming reduction in force.
The agency may cut as many as 7,000 workers under future layoffs. For now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture that houses the Forest Service said 20 employees in Wisconsin will be paid as they're brought back to work in phases. During contentious town halls, Republican members of Congress have faced angry questions about President Donald Trump's changes to the federal government. As Rich Kramer reports, it's strikingly similar to what happened in 2009 and 2010 when Democrats were in the hot seat.
Some GOP members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation have switched to virtual town halls after colleagues were shouted down. Some Republicans claimed the outbursts were staged. But former Republican Congressman Reed Ribble says it's just like 15 years ago when conservatives rose up against the Affordable Care Act. He says Democrats were claiming conservative billionaires were stirring up trouble.
This is what political parties say to try to disarm or make it look like what's happening isn't really happening.
Ribble defeated former Democratic Congressman Steve Kagan to win Wisconsin's 8th congressional district as part of a massive red wave that flipped the U.S. House. He says if Trump doesn't temper himself, it's almost certain Republicans will lose the House next year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A plan to sell a two-year Universities of Wisconsin campus to a Fox Valley school district has fallen through. The campus is set to close in June. The Menasha School District had been in talks with Winnebago and Outagamie counties to purchase the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus earlier this month. The school district hoped to open child care centers on the campus. The plan needed approval from the school board and counties that own the facility. But last week, the school district announced it was no longer interested in purchasing the roughly 40-acre property. Matt Zimmerman is the Menasha superintendent. He says some residents expressed concerns about potential impact of the purchase on local taxpayers.
it does not make sense for the school district at this time to own that property.
A Winnebago County official says the counties had been in talks to sell the campus to the district for a dollar. That was before an Outagamie County committee voted to get an appraisal on the property. Coming up, Wisconsin is in the middle of a severe flu season that has hospitalized thousands. The one factor? Fewer people are getting their annual flu vaccine. WPR's Hope Kerwin looks at how health officials are trying to address the issue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Life is cheering you on.
Who wants to see some ski jumping?
The way I throw my ball, it was so slow that the pin boy just about fell asleep before it hit.
I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love broom ball.
I can teach him how to be a hockey player, and he can teach me how to play curling.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
More than 6,500 people have been hospitalized with the flu in Wisconsin so far this year. That's already a 60% increase over last year, and only a third of state residents got the latest flu shot. It continues a significant decline in vaccination rates since the COVID-19 pandemic. As Hope Kerwin reports, Wisconsin health experts feel like both patients and providers are tired of talking about vaccines, including the flu shot.
Dr. Raj Naik has been a pediatrician in the La Crosse area for more than 25 years. He says it's easy to spot the families who arrive at his office unwilling or uninterested in talking about what vaccines their children are due for.
It's not usually hard to pick up on the fact that there is some fatigue or even resistance to the discussion.
That includes talking about the seasonal flu shot. Over the last 4 years, the state's flu vaccination rate has plummeted 10 percentage points. Just under 34% of residents got the shot this winter. It's a major reversal from the years before the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's flu shot rate had been steadily increasing, and in late 2020, there was a united call for people to get vaccinated. Ajay Sethi is head of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Masters of Public Health program. He says it was all about protecting Wisconsin's hospitals.
They were going to expect potentially an overload of patients with COVID, so let's at least spare hospitals patients with flu.
That clear messaging worked. Nearly 44% of Wisconsinites got a flu shot that winter, hitting a record high. But the united effort quickly deteriorated as the pandemic went on. Sethi says the U.S. went through several mild flu seasons, making the vaccine seem less urgent.
There just wasn't enough flu to reinforce why flu vaccine is important.
The pandemic also amplified the message of people who mistrust most or all vaccines. The culture war around the COVID-19 shot in 2021 brought those theories from the fringe to mainstream discussion. But Dr. Jim Conway says attributing the decline in flu vaccination rates only to vaccine mistrust oversimplifies the problem. He's a pediatric infectious disease specialist at UW Health. And while treating kids hospitalized for flu this winter, he found that most families weren't opposed to the shot. They just hadn't made getting one a priority.
I kept hearing the same thing over and over again, like, oh, we usually get the flu shot every year. You know, we just happened to miss it this year, or we never got around to it.
Even before the pandemic, Conway says patients and providers have treated the seasonal flu shot differently from other vaccinations. It's effective at preventing severe disease, but it doesn't stop all infections. And while flu can cause serious illness, most people recover at home. Conway feels this complacency about the illness has been compounded by the fact that since the pandemic, both patients and providers are simply tired of talking about vaccines.
The patients have it because, like, they feel like we're constantly telling them you need more vaccines. And the providers are like, I'm really tired of fighting with people.
He says most providers are focused on making sure people get routine immunizations for diseases like measles and whooping cough. And that means they're more likely to give patients a pass on seasonal shots for flu and COVID. For the state to change falling immunization rates, Conway feels providers need to double down on what's called the presumptive approach, treating the flu shot as an expectation, the same way providers expect patients to get a colonoscopy. But Sethi says the course correction on vaccines will likely be made more difficult by a change in attitude at the federal level. President Donald Trump appointed longtime vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. The administration also canceled an annual meeting of vaccine experts and cut a national campaign promoting the flu shot. Sethi says the changes are devastating, but public health leaders have to stay the course.
We have to just think about how can we help people make good health decisions in an environment where not everybody's on board.
For local providers like Nike, that means focusing on his relationship with his patients and rebuilding trust with those who are feeling the fatigue.
Not only expecting people to trust you, but you actually have to give trust. So you're going to have to trust that families want to do the right thing and want to make the best decision.
That might mean respecting their choice to decline a shot, with the hope that one day they'll be more receptive to his recommendation. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick check in weather before we let you go today. It'll feel blustery and cool today. There will be some light snow showers over the eastern half of the state, gradually ending in the morning. Then we'll have clear skies this afternoon. High temps will be in the mid-30s in the northern half of the state to around the mid-40s in the southern parts. And that's today's podcast. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and Rob Mentzer. We'll be back again tomorrow in your podcast feeds with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.